Youth Wing of the People's Progressive Party, True Squad, is asking Ghanaians not to give President Mills and the NDC a second term in office. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, a spokesperson for the group, Nelson Alistair Tairo, said past governments, including that of President Mills, have failed to address the fundamental needs of food, clothing and shelter of the ordinary Ghanaian. He believes a PPP administration will reverse the trend. Rebecca Ekpai brings you the details.
At the news conference, spokesperson for the True Squad, Nelson Alistair Tairo, spelled out reasons for Ghanaians not to allow President Mills a second term. According to him, the Mills administration has not done enough to empower women and better the country's education. Mr. Tairo draws comparison between Ghana and Taiwan's natural resources and believes a PPP government can help the country to maximize resources in this regard.
We should replace Mills with a leader who is not a partisan at all and who will include all to build consensus on how to monitor, implement and do things differently. Taiwan, with no natural resources, has the 12th largest financial reserves in the world. How? Because instead of mining the ground for whatever minerals that come up, Taiwan mines and refines its 23 million population as their mineral resource. That is to say, they tap and nurture the talent, intelligence and energy of the population of Taiwan.
On the country's healthcare system, Mr. Tairo says much has not been done to improve the healthcare delivery. The energy sector, he said, is bedeviled with erratic power supply. According to the PPP, corruption and unaccountability is rife in the country today. I posed a question to the True Squad spokesperson if he is not painting a rather gloomy picture of the economy. Mr. Tairo responded saying there may be some progress in the economy, but his visits to the countryside shows this has not translated in the lifestyles of the ordinary Ghanaian. He concludes that the obvious choice for this nation is the PPP government under Dr. Pa Kwesi Indom.
A report by Rebecca Ekpe.